Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the guests on this segment are not necessarily the views or opinions of the 22days.com radio network.
Hello?
Welcome to 22days.com radio network, the most comprehensive and advanced personal development platform for success.
Broadcasting to the world, around the world, delivering to you the most valuable sources of information for the brain, body, and soul. This is the 22days.com radio network. Good evening, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, wherever you may be, London, Germany, around the world. I appreciate your participation on the Brain, Body, Soul, 22days.com radio network. And your participation matters more than anything because we can reach the world on this World Wide Web, and you being here allows you to take in this information, maybe share it with somebody else. Keep in mind that all my prior segments, they're all uploaded on iTunes through the podcast. So if there's other ones that you missed or you want to check out all my other shows, they're all archived via podcast on iTunes. And all you have to do is go on to the podcast section of iTunes, go into the search box, and type in Brain, Body, Soul, all connected in one word, and you'll have a complete list of the archived previous segments that I've had. So I do ask you to check those out. And again, welcome to another edition of Brain, Body, and Soul. And I'm really going to be following along with what we spoke about last time. The last segment, if you were listening, was on the truth of your life and what is the truth in your life. And I'm really going to kind of piggyback off of that because if you recall, if you didn't listen in, I can just kind of recap it really quickly that, you know, the truth in your life as it exists on this planet where you interact with everybody else, myself, your family, your friends, really, your belief systems make up your truths, and that really is the makeup of you. No matter what I believe, no matter what your friends believe, your family believes, it really all matters what you believe. And your beliefs make up the truths in your life. What you believe to be the truth is the makeup of your life. And that really is something that's very dynamic and deep when you get into it because, you know, your life, of course, is dynamic and deep. But your truth, let the truth be told, and your life really lives like that, just like mine does. And we have to interact in this jungle, as I call it, as we go out there and mingle. And, you know, sometimes people's belief systems don't interact with yours on such a kind level. We see a lot of this going on in today's society, and it's very tough out there if we look at it from that basis. So really, that's where this segment's going into tonight, you know, the game of life. There was a great author. She wrote a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. Her name was Florence Scovel Shinn, and that book's been around for a very long time. I highly recommend you get a copy of it and reading it, The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. It was one of the first books that I actually picked up and read on this fantastic journey that I've been on thus far, and it is a great read. There are probably going to be some pieces of that in here of what I'm going to be presenting to you. But as we all know, say that I don't take credit for any of this kind of stuff because it is a collective consciousness. It's all wrapped up in this world, and all you have to do is tap into it. And you being part of this conversation. You listening tonight is a part of that collective consciousness, because what's going to happen tonight is you're going to be made aware of maybe some new pieces of information, maybe some things that you just need a reminder on, but you may find a little nugget here and there. And that little nugget may carry you to a different place in your life starting after the show. But remember, everything that I'm presenting to you, it stops right here after the hour is over. It's going to be up to you to actually take the information that you're going to agree with, because not everything you may agree with of what I'm going to state here, but more importantly, everything that you do accept or agree with, you then have to take action on that information. Otherwise, it's useless, really. Because again, there's belief systems that you have built up in your mind, your programmed self, and in order for you to change those belief systems, you have to be willing to be open to some new, fresh ideas, or you have to be willing to look at things from a logical perspective maybe this time, instead of actually acting your life through your ego. And we're going to get into a little bit about that as well. So the captions that I wrote down today, I mean, the game of life, are you playing it or is it playing you? Pretty dynamic, you know, and it is true. I mean, I ask a lot of people whether or not they think that they're playing the game of life correctly. And either I get a disgruntled look, a question back, or mainly people will say, yeah, of course, my life's great. Everything's going good. I'm definitely winning in today's society. But, you know, I just don't think that's pretty accurate. I think that many people out there would like to really get an advantage in life, and they would probably say that, really, no, my life isn't going so well, and I'm not really winning at life at this point in my life. But there's reasons why people don't get into that, and they don't say really what's on their minds. And it really has to do with the ego. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And really, the fact remains is no one wants to look bad in life. Now, I've said this many times before, if you've listened to any of the prior segments, that the art of survival is the brain's number one function. The simple analogy is that's why we look both ways when we cross the street. But I believe that the art of survival has been manipulated by looking good or not looking bad in life. And it really has come to a point where people will do anything that it takes to look good, no matter what, even if they're not winning. It does not matter. People would rather look good and lose than win and look bad. That's really the legit of everything in this day and age. Now, there's going to be exceptions, so you may not fall into that category, but I'm going off of averages and the majorities out there. So we're constantly seeing people trying to prove you wrong. They'll argue with you just so they can be right. You have to ask yourself, why is this world coming to a situation like that? We have to all share this place, and, you know, to get along with somebody in today's day and age just sometimes seems impossible. Now, I took the notion years ago of deciding that there is not one wrong person walking this planet. Now, you may not agree with me as on a whole level with that statement, but I ask you to consider, really, because everybody thinks they're right, how can that mean that anybody's wrong? Now, in a court of law, or, you know, in 1 + 1 = 2, if somebody said it was 3, well, the laws of mathematics would obviously prove them wrong, but they may rant up and down that 1 + 1 = 3, no matter what you tell them. And, you know, that's really how it is in life. So, again, we're going out into this jungle, and we're having to compete with other people's belief systems, and that really is the game of life. It really, really is. So what we want to do is we want to be able to wake up, become aware of what other people are doing, and also really express more love in our lives, which the love is the trump card, as we all know. Love is the trump card in life. So if you express more of that, you're not going to lose no matter what. Even when it seems like you may be losing, you can't lose when you throw the trump card of love out there. So not sure why you're here. What is the purpose? Is it just simple learning, or do you have any issues in your life? We all do. We call them problems. I call them experiences. I don't think we have problems. I call them experiences. And if something does kind of go wrong, as we call it, it really is for your progression, because maybe the next time you run into a situation like that, you may not do it again. Now, we've all been there. We've made mistakes, and we said, I'm never going to do that again. Makes us learn. So maybe you have a sour relationship, or maybe the relationship that you're in is not going so well. Maybe it's your boss, the relationship with your boss or your significant other, or maybe it's a family member that you haven't talked to in years. Maybe you're trying to open up a business, or maybe you're trying to make more money, or maybe you're trying to, get a new car or buy a house, move, do something different. Well, that's part of the game of life. Maybe you just want to be happy and satisfied, no matter what it is that you're doing. But really, it is about playing this game of life correctly. And there are universal principles that I've talked about many times before. You've heard them before. There are universal principles that govern us as human beings, and they've been around here long before we came into this world. And the unfortunate part is they're not taught in school. They're not taught in college. And they have to really be tapped into. And, if this is your first time listening, and welcome to this information, because I feel from everything I've studied on a quantum physics or, a physics level, a science level, theology level, this really is it. This is the most important information you can get your hands on, or at least a segment of it, a piece of it. Now, you got to go deep within and discover who you really are. So that's what we're going to get into, because the topics on the game of life are, what makes you tick? What is the true makeup of you, the truth about you? That's what we want to know. And not a lot of people want to face their lives. They don't want to really discover who they are. They're too busy in their daily activities. And I mentioned this last week, they're on automatic pilot. Automatic pilot is a situation where, your life's running you. You're not consciously really aware of what's going on around you. You don't do much thinking because you don't have time. Or I should say, you can't manage your activities because you can't manage time. You can only manage your activities. So we're going to get into that. What makes you tick? And that goes into what your interior blueprint is, the makeup of you, your DNA, your genetic disposition, whatever you want to call it. You have a blueprint that you have made upon this earth, and you show up in life. And to be honest with you, it's like, everybody's a salesman in this world, because you have been selling your personality. You've been selling the makeup of you to every single person that you've come in contact with. And how do we know that this to be true? Because you literally are going out there shaking hands with people. You're smiling. You're trying to get people's attention. Whatever it is that your motive is in life when you go out there, you're literally selling yourself, because when you shake someone's hand, you say, hi, my name is so-and-so, they have to obviously say something back to you, but then it's time to shine and put your best foot forward. You're constantly selling yourself. So keep that in mind. That's your interior blueprint. And that goes into your alter ego. Now, everybody has one, and it does have a lot of tricks in its bags. And I say bags because there are many bags that the alter ego carries around. Now, we all have this alter ego. This alter ego really is a side of you that you've programmed from day one since you came into this world. Because as I mentioned many times before, I firmly believe that when we come into this world as a baby, we are completely pure. Now, there may be some things that we have built into us on a spiritual level that we did come into this world with, but, I don't remember thinking about things when I was 6 months old or a year old. I don't know about you, but I don't remember those times. And even people that have, I don't remember having a conversation with any one person saying that they knew what they were thinking about when they're sitting in the crib waiting for their food to come, or crawling along the rug thinking to themselves, wow, this is pretty interesting. It's not like we are when we're adults. So really, this alter ego that you programmed yourself to be into is currently the person that you are right now. And it's not a bad thing, but it really is the reality of life at this point. So there's that difference between when you were born and currently right now who you are. So keep that in mind. And that goes into the self-acceptance, your self-acceptance in our world. We want to know exactly how you see yourself against everything else. Because really, again, it's they say it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Everybody's out there for survival, competing, trying to rise to the top. King of the hill, queen of the hill. what have you. And last but not least, in this topic, under the game of life, I'm going to discuss and talk about three ways to fast-track your being into greatness. Now, I've mentioned these many times before, but you know, I'm a big believer in repetition, over and over and over and over again. And the reason why that is because we've been doing that in our entire lives. You have been doing things over and over and over again your entire life, and you're really damn good at what you do, whether it be complaining, being positive, being loving, caring, nurturing, or just being a complete ass. You may have a lot of great practice at being an ass. Maybe you're really good at being a gossiper. Maybe you're really good about talking about people, and you don't even realize that. So we want to be able to get into the ways we can fast track to get out of the old us and get into the new being, the new you for 2015. It's a brand new year. Why not? If you want to market as such. So the truth about you, control of your life. It's important that you gain the basic fundamentals of who you are and what makes you tick. Now, I always encourage people to go straight to the Briggs-Myers, the MBTI free test. It's a personality test developed by psychologists. It's amazing. And I tell you, there's not one person that I've ever presented this to that has told me that is not accurate at all. It's just the opposite. Everybody that I actually present this to when they do the test are totally blown away with the results. They cannot believe how accurate it is. So I always give the analogy, I mean, imagine if you've never done this before, I would highly encourage you to go do it. It's free online. If you go to Google and you do a search on Briggs, it's B-R-I-G-G-S, Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, Briggs-Myers test, you'll find a few websites. The website I like to use is called Human Metrics. All one word, humanmetrics.com. That's the one I like to use, and you'll be able to find it as you scroll through on the front page. There's a few clicks, and you'll get there. If you do need, if you can't find it, you can always email me, askforlogan@gmail.com. That's my straight email, and I'll be more than happy to assist you with getting that link to you. But that's where you're going to start, because we need to know what makes you tick. What is your personality like? There's 16 of them, according to the Briggs-Myers. And let me tell you, when I was first introduced to this, I was blown away to the point of, like, I could not stop reading about myself. I could not believe how accurate it was. And it really opened up a whole new world for me, because I thought, you know, I mean, this was a new little toy that I got. Now, I've been studying, you know, quantum physics and science and physics and theology, and I mean, all wrapped up into one, personal development. And I've been studying this stuff for years and years, and then I came across this, and I was totally in for a surprise, because I thought I really knew who I was. But this gives you a way in to fast-track who you are, figure out exactly the bullet points of what the pros and cons are of you, if you want to break it down to an easy format. The pros and cons of you. So we need to know who you are, and that's where you're going to start with, because your self-image, which is the picture of yourself that you hold in your mind, it becomes the key to your life. All your actions, feelings, and behavior, even your abilities, they're consistent with the picture that you formed in your mind, consistent across the boards. You don't have to think about it anymore. As we know, subconscious mind, if we remember, subconscious mind controls about 90 to 95% of our actions throughout the world, I mean, throughout our lives, because we're constantly doing things. And it would take forever if we had to learn things over and over again. And that's important to know, because if you're literally living an automatic pilot, letting the subconscious just run your life, there's no change that can be made into your life. Very little at that point. So we literally act out the kind of person that we think we are, that we believe ourselves to be. And again, going back, you know, what is the truth in your life? So what we need to do is we need to be aware of this picture we hold in our minds. And as long as we hold on to that picture of ourselves, the self-awareness, no amount of anything, determination, willpower, effort, nothing, will cause us to be any other way, because we're always going to act the way we see ourselves, that picture that you have in your mind of who you are. So you got to ask yourself, what do you think of yourself? Who is the makeup of you? What is the makeup of you, I should say? What do you see yourself as? How do you show up every single day? How do you feel about yourself? Are you secure? Are you insecure? Are you a jealous person? Are you not a jealous person? Are you loving? Do you show up in a loving mannerism? Do you show up that way in life? These are all important pieces that you need to know. So to be any other way, what you truly want, you got to first look at who you are right now. And as they always say, we don't get what we want, we get what we are. It's easy to have things in life that you want. The only way that you can get them is by moving into form, becoming really who the person you want to be. So that really goes into our interior blueprint. Who you were back in the day. Now, I've often said, and I said this last week, study between the ages of 2 and 14, Google search that. Study that in material, because they all say, and it makes so much sense, that our environment, habits, and customs are the true makeup of who we are. And that was between the ages of 2 and 14. That was the learning curve, because there's brain frequencies that we all have in our minds. From gamma all the way down to delta. Now, if you've never heard these before, I encourage you to study those, brain frequencies. And you'll see that delta is in sleep mode, and you also have gamma, which is in really high resonation, high vibration, I should say. And then in between, you have alpha and theta and beta. Now, why are these important? Because these brain frequencies, they have a different frequency, all of these brain frequencies. And as we're a child, our brain frequencies are on the lower level, more towards sleep, because we want to slow it down. We want to intake and learn. And that's exactly what we were doing when we were kids. We were learning. Don't do this, don't do that. Do that faster, do this slower. Go do this, go do that. It's literally we're in learning mode. And even though we still learn, it's not like we're having to relearn a lot of the things that we did when we were a child. So from birth onward, you can imagine how many hundreds of thousands of ideas about yourself, whether they're good or bad, stupid or wise, confident or fearful, you're collecting them. And through repetition, this is key, through repetition, these false identities, they become our self-image. And this self-image that we end up becoming, it allows us to either be happy, have disharmony, discord in our lives, be successful, you name it. It'll do it. We don't get what we want, we get what we are. So you're here, you're looking to improve your life. Well, I say, if you want to play the game of life correctly, you have to start at the root, the cause of the issues or problems that you think you're facing at that point, and it's really all based upon who you were when you were a child, when you were a kid, your mental blueprint when you were a young kid. It's the picture of the way that we think we are. It's literally so accurate and complete down to the last detail, it's ridiculous. So the key point to this is the blueprint is not who we are. It's who we think we are. Big difference. We believe ourselves to be a certain way, and then we become it. And the conditions, the circumstances, they form the self-image. Again, they could be completely erroneous or make an amount out of a molehill. They're blown way out of proportion. But as far as we're concerned, they're true. They're accurate. This is who we are. This is how we're showing up in life. This is what you've been selling to the world, you. And it was all based upon literally the majority of when you were a child. Now, once you record this information onto the subconscious mind, it's never questioned. The validity of that information is never questioned. And most of the time, we can't even consciously bring up where the heck that information came from. As I mentioned to you, when you're a kid crawling along the floor, do you remember exactly what was going through your mind at that point? I doubt it. Now, I personally don't have a great recollection of when I was a child. I have bits and pieces. There's some people I know that have an amazing memory of when they were a child, but they can't give me accurate details of what they were thinking at that time. They can give me scenario. Yeah, I was riding a bike down the street and I hit by a car, or I fell off my bike and fell in the bushes. that's different. But what were you thinking at that moment? That there's a big difference, because as they say, there's between 40 and 60,000 thoughts a day going through our minds. That's a heck of a lot. That's every day. And you got to weed through those. And a lot of them are thoughts that we really don't want to have, if you think about it. Really, really, it's really, really true. So we can't consciously recall where we get all this information from, but we just live through that life that we've created as if it's the best one, it's the most truth to us. And again, even if it's not true, there's not one wrong person walking this planet. Everybody's right. Oh, it's true in my life. This is the way it is. You're wrong and I'm right. That's the way it is. That's why there's so much negativity in this world. So what is real? The vast majority of us, we've really missed the message of what the great gurus have told us since the beginning of time. I certainly did. And what they wanted us to realize over the collective consciousness that we can tap into is that at the being level, the human being level, it's really where we get stuck in. We get stuck in the physical so much, and we don't tap into the spiritual, which is the perfect part of ourselves. The physical aspect, the physical life that you live out on a day-to-day basis, that's where all your imperfections are. Your spiritual self, your higher consciousness, there's no imperfections in there. Now, I'm not talking about your belief systems. I'm talking about tapping into the superconscious, your divinity. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the creator of the universe. Now, I don't know if you are, but I believe everything has a maker. I do believe in God. I think there's really too much evidence out there that there is one. And just as a drop of water has all the qualities of a lake, I believe we have all the qualities of the creator within us. We really, really do. So science and philosophy and religion, they all teach in their own respected way that there's only one power in the universe. One, not two, one. And that we're a derivative of that one power or energy or God force or whatever you're comfortable with using. So we are literally one mind in this world and over 8 billion expressions of it. You say tomato, I say tomato. Still a vegetable. Kind of a small analogy, but you get the point. So you and I are an individualized expression of this God force, of all the power in the universe. And again, that can be called your higher self. Now, when you tap into that, that's when you start to play the game of life correctly. There's no imperfections at that level. That's where all the information comes from. And we get so busy getting stuck in the physical reality of this life that we forget that it's even there, or we don't even realize it's even. You can't destroy the higher self. You can't take it away. It's always going to be there. You can deny that it's not there. You can try to hide from it. But ultimately, you can't change the spiritual being of who you are. You can change the physical, but you can't change the spiritual. So what we want to do is we want to recognize who we are and learn how to channel the spiritual aspect through our thoughts. Because again, the thought is another piece. What we think, what we believe has to move into form. You know, the physical body that you reside in has to be directed by your mind. Now, a lot of it is by default. You know, when you go to sleep, you don't control your breathing. You don't control your heartbeat. You're not controlling your heartbeat right now. It's by default. But you can. You can change those things by practice. You definitely can change them by practice, but you have to consciously do it. It's not going to happen by itself. So literally, by default, your body reacts a certain way. And your physical life that you live out is controlled by your mind. If you need to go to work tomorrow, well, you may not even think about it. You're just going to get up. Your alarm's going to go off. You're on automatic pilot. You're just going to go, and whatever time you get up and going about your daily day. But you literally are programming yourself to do that. But if you remember back when you first landed your new job or when you first started your new business, as an exciting time as it may have been, or just the opposite, you still probably were very consciously aware. Maybe you weren't familiar with the driving to and from where you're working. It's not familiar with where you're going. But over time, you become so familiarized with that route, you're not even really paying attention when you're driving. So my point is that you've programmed yourself to become familiarized with that drive or with that job, and literally it just becomes second nature. And you don't have to think about it anymore. It just happens. It just happens. That's it. And really, when this is going on with your life, you literally get into that position of automatic pilot, as I mentioned to you before. Automatic pilot is a bad situation to be in. It's a good one when you have to go do things throughout life, but it's a bad one when you let it overtake your life and you're not consciously aware of what you're doing. Then the game of life becomes a controller of you. You are a puppet on strings. I mean, we're going to get into the meditation, all that kind of stuff at the latter part of the segment, but I tell you, that's really where the key is consciously being aware of what you're going to do. Definitely being consciously aware of what you're going to do. So the ego really is the one that runs the life for the most part, and it has a lot of tricks. It doesn't want you to really take a good look at yourself. It's just the opposite. It wants you to take a bad look at yourself. Now, a common exercise that you can do is right now, what I'd like you to do, just say to yourself, I know who I am and I'm spiritually perfect. Repeat that. I know who I am and I'm spiritually perfect. Voice in the back of your head that never shuts up, what is it saying back to you when you say that statement? I know who I am, I'm spiritually perfect. What is that little voice saying? It's probably saying, no way, you're crazy. I'm not. I'm not that. It's going to say something. Maybe it does say, yeah, okay, I'm perfect. But it's probably going to say just the opposite. So you got to take a good look at yourself. How are you showing up in life? The ego is always going to be on the survival aspect of life. It really, really will. And you're going to look at your present conditions in life, and you're going to say, I'm not perfect. Of course, we understand that physically, but spiritually you are. And the ego does not want you to take a good look at yourself. It wants to sweep it under the rug. It wants to just keep focusing on other things. It doesn't want to identify with everything that you're not. It wants you to basically feel guilty about things. Have you ever felt that way? Or you feel guilty about how you make somebody feel. When you go on social media, do you find yourself judging people? Now, I've often expressed this to people that I talk to. It's very easy for myself to go on a social media network, Facebook, Twitter, and whatnot, and you read people's posts, and, let's face the reality of it. People are very egotistical and narcissistic, amongst other things, on social media. And it's very simple to the little voice in the back of your head that never shuts up. It's very easy to sit there and start judging people and not even realize that you're doing it. And that's the kind of energy that we're putting out there. And it's so easy to do because you're looking at people's photos or what they're saying. And I mean, sometimes it's just a little overwhelming and you're like, man, this is nuts. So it's very easy to do that. It's very easy to show up that way. And you've got to understand that if you're judging and condemning people, you're also comparing yourself. And the art of survival in the brain will always want to rise above the other person that you're viewing or the other person you're comparing yourself to. Like, I would never do that. I would never show my butt like that. I would never stand in a photo like that. I would never say that kind of thing. And why wouldn't you? Because you're better than that person. That's exactly how our ego wants to show up in life. in this game of life. That's how it tries to trick you. And it's not the truth about you. It's really not the truth about you. You got to really figure that out and then start to neutralize. And I like being neutral to things. I really, really do. I work on being neutral to things, not only detaching from the ego and not coming from an egotistical standpoint, but to detach from the ego and neutralize it. And the way to neutralize the ego is to love yourself unconditionally. Now, you got to ask yourself, do you love yourself unconditionally? Now, Louise Hay, who is a great author, she is one of the first people that I read underneath when I first started doing personal development. She has a great exercise. She actually uses mirrors, or she suggests that you go in front of your mirror and you tell yourself that you love yourself. Literally walk into the bathroom or your living room or wherever you have a mirror and stare yourself in the face and say, I love you, Logan, and see what kind of reaction, not you wouldn't say Logan, but whatever your name is, but see what kind of reaction that you're going to have when you say that. Say it a few times. You get a chill that goes down the back of your neck. Does the hair stand up on your arms? Do you feel comfortable saying that? You know, the eyes are the windows of the soul. And really, you want to love yourself unconditionally, because if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? And, you know, keep in mind, loving yourself doesn't bloat your ego. It's not an ego boost. It actually neutralizes the ego, because the ego isn't about loving yourself. Remember, it's always comparing to everything else. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Why, you know, I got to look good in front of this person. I can't look bad. It's constantly trying to trick you. These bags of tricks that it has is amazing. But, you know, we need to understand that life is consciousness. That means that what we assume to be true will become real for us. Really think about that statement. What you assume to be the truth will become real for you in your life. Whatever you're conscious of, you're going to experience it. So in essence, you're going to experience in life what you're deeply convinced is the truth, is real. What do you think about that person? How do you see them? How do you see yourself? The statement is really important. What you experience in life is what you're deeply convinced to be the truth of yourself. You know, if the little voice in the back of your head is saying to yourself, I can't have this or that, I can't do this or that, I don't deserve that, or, you know, I'm not good enough for that, you're going to continue to create the conditions that correspond to those ideas. There's no other way. It has to connect a circuit in life. That's what it is all about. It's like a battery, a positive and negative. You get that charge. That's exactly how we are as human beings. The mind controls the body. Whatever your mind tells your body to do, that's exactly the way it's going to show up in life. You will start to create a vibration in the body, and that will go out into the world, and that will start to attract to you exactly that type of vibration. There is no other way around it. That's called resonation. Well, the way you show up in life is exactly the motives that you put out there, and that's exactly the vibrational frequency match you will become with other people, and that's exactly what will come to your aid. That's it. That's the game of life right there, really, is the vibrational frequency you are. It has to be a match with everybody else around you. So if you can't accept yourself and you don't think you're worthy and deserving of things, well, you can't accept that other people are worthy and deserving. And unfortunately, the ego is going to judge those people. It will. It'll judge them because you can't be there. So the solution is really to develop unconditional love of yourself, self-acceptance. You have to have total acceptance of yourself first and foremost before anybody else, knowing that you're spiritually perfect, and guess what? Everybody else is too. We're all connected. You're not a separate part of somebody else on a spiritual level. On a physical level, yeah. But on a spiritual level, it's all a collective consciousness. It's all connected. When something that you do, it has an impact on the entire world. That may seem really far-fetched. It's like taking a pebble and throwing it in a lake that's a mile wide. And you see the ripples move out, and within a few feet, the ripples are gone. You don't see them anymore. But guess what? Those ripples will impact the entire lake, all the way down to the shore. You just don't see it. But it does affect the entire lake. It's a very important aspect, and you got to really start to take a deep look at who you are and how you're showing up and what you're selling to people. And, you know, let's not forget, let's key in and focus in on the true makeup of you. Again, what makes you tick goes all the way back to what we discussed very early on in the segment is, you know, what are the pros and cons of your life? What are your key points? What are your bad points? Focus, you know, you got to look at these cues in life. How are you showing up? And once you start to see those little cues come in, you got to say, oh, there it is, reared its ugly head. I'm not going down that path. That's not the right path. And you may have been going down this path for your entire life, not even realize it. You know, personally myself, I work on my stuff all the time, and I see things that are in my past that try to rear its ugly head all the time. And I have a lot of practice. I often say to people, you know, for 9/10 of my life, I've been studying personal development since I was 37, and I'm 42 now. So, you know, for 5 years, that's not a long time. And I often say, you know, I lived my life the wrong way for 9/10 of my life. That's really, you know, maybe 8/10 if I want to give myself credit. But that's really the reality of it for me. So if I think for 1 second that I can let up off the gas and just go on cruise control, I'm crazy to think that. And I would definitely say the same thing for you. You know, I don't know how long you've been doing personal development or you know, thinking that you're doing life the right way, but I encourage you to go deeper, go farther. There's always room for improvement. It's amazing. It's amazing how much room for improvement we have. So this freedom that we get when we accept ourselves is profound. Now, we've allowed ourselves or our ego to trick us into believing that we're incompetent, inadequate, insecure, jealous, stupid, bad, evil, whatever word you want to use. And we can sum it up by saying we've had poor self-esteem, poor self-image. We can all accept and realize that we all have felt some way, shape, or form, what we don't want. And until we make a conscious decision to change that thought pattern, guess what's going to keep showing up in our lives? So I would suggest highly finding the things that you feel you need to work on. And don't try to change them all or abandon those all at one time. You're going to be too overwhelmed. Let's just choose one, maybe two, and work on those for a few weeks. Now, I'm all about habits. I'm all about establishing new habits. And when you establish those new habits and you practice them over and over and over again, they end up becoming your reality of your life. And that's how you end up being able to change and show up differently and sell yourself differently to other people. So you got to look around at your life. What do you in today's day and age in your life? You know, there's three questions that I just absolutely love that I heard a Bob Proctor seminar one time, and he talked about a lady. This is a great story. He talks about a lady who was married to a gentleman who owned architecture firm company, and it wasn't a big company. It was worth about $10 million, and the guy just suddenly died, and the wife, she never really partook in any of the business activities of the company at all. So all the company heads that were part of that company thought that she was going to sell the company, but she didn't. She actually called a meeting, and she went into the company, and she asked three questions to the company heads, which are brilliant. And you may want to ask these questions to yourself. The first question is, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? What are you doing in life? Second question is, what's working? And the third question is, what's not working? So she asked the company heads that, what are we doing? What's working? What's not working? And she said, stop doing what's not working and focus all of your attention on what is working. And that company, truthfully, went from $10 million to $25 million. True story. Now, if you just were to go off of tonight's segment and just ask yourself those three questions and nothing else that I told you, you'd be able to really make a major impact in your life. What's working? What's not working in certain areas of your life? And what are you doing? What are the areas that you want to improve on? And that area that you want to improve on, what are you doing that's not working? Stop doing what's not working. Keep your eyes focused on what you want, but maybe you have to deviate away from that plan that you set out or those goals that you set out. They're not working. And it's okay. Trial and error. But you really have to love yourself. You got to love yourself on exactly who you are. Who are you right now? It doesn't matter what you physically look like. You could be a little overweight. You could be a little unhealthy. You may not like the way your, you know, your jawline is. Or maybe your nose is too big. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you have an autoimmune disease or something's going on in your life that you just don't like. But you know what? Those things are temporary. Now, if you believe they're permanent, then they're going to be permanent in your life. The mind controls the body. But there is a set of instructions to correct what it is that you don't like about yourself. And if there's something that's permanently fixated on yourself that you just don't feel like you want it, maybe your nose is too big. Well, start loving your nose. Because really, that will have an impact on your life. It really, really will. So what we want to do now is how can we fast track this and really move into really achieving more in the game of life? We want to play it, not let it play us. So what can we do to fast track ourselves to moving into greatness? You know, listening to this segment does you no good. Taking action on the little nuggets that you found in tonight's segment, that's really where it's going to set you apart. It's moving into action. Maybe it's just one little thing, but it's moving into action. So what's working in your life, what's not working, and what are you doing in life? If you're looking for a soulmate, what's working, what's not working? If you're looking for work, what are you doing looking for work, and what's not working by looking for that work? That's what you got to look at. And the way to fast-track things, of course, is to focus on your spirituality, the spiritual self, the higher self, not the physical. Your present conditions mean squat in your life right now. They don't mean anything. You got to look ahead. Look ahead, not look at, if you don't have enough money in your bank, if you constantly look at your bank account, you're going to look at what you don't have, you're going to keep getting more of what you don't have. That's a common thread in personal development. Many of the gurus, many of the recordings or the books that you've read, they all say the same thing over and over again. If you keep looking at your present conditions, well, you're going to keep getting more of your present conditions. They're just there to remind you of what you don't have or where you're not in your life. You got to look ahead. You got to squash the idea of your present conditions and really focus on what do you want? Who are you? Who are you going to become? You know, I mean, Bob Proctor also said, most people are not even the stars in their own movie. They're just like an extra on their own movie. They're the director, the producer, but they may just get a walk-on in the movie. They're not even the star in their own movie. That's so true. People walking around just waiting for things to come their way without even trying to take any action, they're just being an extra in their own movie. Now, listen, procrastination, I mean, I've battled it my entire life. It's not an easy thing to overcome. It's easy just to say, I'll just do it tomorrow, or I'll just wait for somebody else. I'll wait for them to call me. Or, you know, I'll do that next week. But really, taking action, attack. Do it now. Don't wait. That's what everybody else wants to do. You know, it's amazing. I think, I tell you, it's I've heard it so many times of people, don't be quiet. Please don't tell anybody my idea. Just keep it between me and you. You know, I think it's kind of funny because, you know, people don't really take action in today's society. You could tell 100 people your idea, and I bet it would be safe for those 100 people not even to go do it because they're too busy with their own lives. They get their own stuff going on. But it's just so funny. People are always like, don't tell anybody my idea because, you know, I don't want it to get out. They're so worried about someone stealing their idea. But the reality is people are just so busy or they're just too lazy or they just don't want to do it. They're not going to steal your idea. And if you have fear that they're going to steal your idea, then that's going to happen probably. You're going to attract that. So moving into the last part of this segment here, what can we do to fast track what it is that we want to get in life? Well, I already mentioned to you earlier, you got to know what makes you tick. You got to know who you are. So the Briggs-Myers test is a great place to start. And it's free. 72 yes or no questions. Doesn't require a lot of thought. If you need help finding the link, my email is askforlogan@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help you. I'll send you the link. Send me an email. No problem. That's the start of it all. Who are you? What makes you tick? What's your personality type? What are the pros and cons of your personality? Great starting point. The next thing that we want to do is meditate. Now, there's a lot of controversy around meditation. You know, the majority of people that I talk to, they don't meditate. They find it worthless. And the majority of people that I talk to, they're just like, you know, Logan, I don't know how to meditate. I try to do it, and I just, you know, I don't feel like I'm doing it right, or I can't sit still, or I can't stop thinking about stuff. You know, meditation is a very difficult thing for most people because they try it once or twice, and then they just give up on it. I mean, it's like, you know, you want to learn to play the guitar or play the piano or learn a foreign language. Are you just going to take one or two lessons and call it quits at that point and say, you know what, I can't play the piano. I can't play the guitar. I can't learn how to speak Spanish. I don't know. I can't. It's too hard to learn Russian. You know, you have to have a little bit of determination and willpower. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, I taught myself how to meditate, and I did it when I was in prison. When I was in prison, I learned how to meditate. I taught myself, and I didn't have any music to go by. I had to sit there in complete silence, close my eyes, and I worked from doing 5 minutes a day, I worked all the way up to 30 minutes a day. And I'm going to tell you, the first probably week or two felt like nothing was happening. I felt like I was wasting my time. You know, we as a society have literally become a society of instant gratification. If you don't receive some benefit right now, forget it. It doesn't work. I don't want to do it. Ah, to hell with it. I'm going to give it up. You want the payoff. People want the payoff right away. And if they don't get it, they just deem it useless. And that's how people feel about meditation. Meditation doesn't work. I'm not going to do it. I tried it. It doesn't work. I don't know how to do it. You know, I have a great by step on my blog website, brainbodysoul.com. If you need a link to that, I can give you one as well. But it gives you step-by-step. It gives you links to click to on YouTube if you want music. It's very simple. But what does meditation do? It allows you to reach the higher self, your higher self. You want questions? You want answers? You ask the questions. It's kind of a form of prayer, meditation is. But that's where you go in to reach your higher state of consciousness. And if you're good at it and you become really good at it, which over time you will, if you practice at it, the dividends that it pays are profound. Profound. They calm you down. You get answers quickly. Things just come to you easily. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing thing to do. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to have any instant gratification. When you first do it, it seems useless. You're not going to wake up and say, oh my God, I feel so much different today. It's not the way it works. It's over time. Weeks it takes for it really to start to develop. Sometimes a month before you really start to notice any benefits. But the dividends that it pays are profound. I will tell you that. Win the prize. Now the next one that I'm really an avid fan of is auto-suggestion or affirmations. And they damn well work. They work. Because you know what? You've been saying affirmations your entire life. Your entire life you've been saying affirmations. I can't do this, or I do that really good, or I have a fast metabolism, or I have a slow metabolism, or I'm a positive person, I'm a happy person. Oh yeah, I'm a really nice person. Those are affirmations, ladies and gentlemen. You've been saying them your entire life. And there's a lot of them that you've been saying your entire life, many, many times, thousands of times. And remember, we said it earlier, your brain controls your body, and the brain once it hears something over and over and over and over again and it believes it to be true, eventually will move into form through your physical body. That's the way it works. It connects a circuit. You've got to understand the basics. When you say something over and over again and your brain believes it as to be the truth or as to be false or whatever the case may be, it has to move into form, ladies and gentlemen. It has to move into form. Has to. It has to connect the circuit. Remember, man, nature abhors a vacuum. It wants to keep moving. It doesn't stop. There's no such thing as inertia or standing still in this universe. Nothing. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. So when you get an idea in your mind, it doesn't just, it has to move into form, especially one that you say over and over and over and over and over again, or you hear over and over and over again. And then you either accept it or reject it. Once you do one of those two things, it then moves into the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind, which again controls 90 to 95% of your body, it literally starts to run your life. Those affirmations, ladies and gentlemen, those auto-suggestion pieces that you say over and over again, they play huge dividends on your life, whether it's good or bad. So what you want to do is you want to consciously be aware of that, and you want to start practicing some affirmations that you want to have happen in your life. I am loving, lovable, and loved. Everything I need to know comes to me. I'm a money-making machine. Those are all affirmations. Come up with some of your own. Send me an email and I'll send you some on the topic that you want to have happen in your life. And then you got to start saying them over and over again. All you got to do, I suggest, is just pick one. Just one. And then constantly say it as much as you can over and over and over again. If you want to be healthy in life, if you're not healthy, if you're sick, well, then I would say your number one priority is to be physically healthy. Because without that, you're dead in the water. You always want to start with the physical. So if you're not physically fit or if you're unhealthy, you want to start saying an affirmation that you are healthy. And it may seem like you're lying to yourself. But guess what? The subconscious mind's not going to know any different. It's going to just do what you tell it. And eventually, it's going to get sick of you saying it over and over again, and it's going to say, okay, well, I guess this must be true. But if you keep saying, I'm sick, I don't feel good, or you keep telling people, I don't feel good, or I have this happening to me, I don't feel good, I'm sick, tired today. If you keep saying that, not only are people going to say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, and they're going to reassure that you're sick, but you're going to constantly keep telling your mind that you're sick, and the mind will tell the body that you're sick, and it will move into form. That's not playing the game of life correctly, but that's the way people play it. So what we want to do is we want to command what we want to have happen in our lives. I am healthy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. Every day and every way, my life's getting better and better. These are all affirmations that you can memorize and say over and over, and literally you can record your own voice. It's one of the things in my program, is putting your own voice and listening to these affirmations over and over and over and over again. And the last one that you want to do really quickly, because we're out of time. I wish I had more time to talk on this one. But my favorite is mental visualization. And that's just using your brain, sitting there and playing a movie on your brain of what you want to become. The star in your movie, who you're going to be 5 years from now. What is a day going to look like in your daily life 5 or 10 years from now? If you had to literally draft up a perfect moment in your life of the car you want to drive, the house you want to live in, the person you want to be with, the money that you want to have in your bank account, what will it feel like as you move through that daily life? That's called mental visualization. That's the top dog in my book. Now, we've run out of time tonight. I wish I could keep going, but I do not have any more time. But I do want to thank you very much all for participating, or maybe you're listening to this recording when it does come on podcast. My name is Logan. My company is called 22days.com. My blogging website is brainbodysoul.com. Check me out. And I'm also on Twitter at 22days.com. Until next time, I thank you very much for joining in again. Please take some practical application of what I said tonight, and I wish all of you a good night. Thanks for joining in.